It is the WEBO morning show at 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have a special guest in the studio this morning joining us from Tioga County Veterans Services, Mike Middaugh. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Very good, thank you. Glad to have you back here.
Oh, it's good to be back.
You guys are working hard. Well, you're working hard every day doing something.
If you're not doing something for somebody else, you're going to get trained so you can do something for somebody else. Holy cow. When does it stop, Mike?
Hopefully never.
There you go. What do we got going on? How's things down on at the VSO, Veterans Service Office?
Oh, we're doing good. We've got a great event coming up on Tuesday, October 23rd. The Tioga Downs Casino Resort, Mr. Durrell and his staff have graciously partnered with us to put on our second annual Veterans Expo. It's a resource fair. We have currently 35 agencies and organizations coming who are veteran-centric, who have a lot to offer our veterans, their families, their care providers, even active duty reservists and guardsmen. Please come out, check it out, see what we can do to help you out.
And what time is that going to happen?
It's going to be from 10 to 4. On Tuesday the 23rd.
30 agencies, that's a lot of agencies. Tell some of the people that are going to be there.
Some of the groups that are going to be there, we're going to have the New York State Division of Veterans Affairs Office. They help us with handling state benefits for veterans and their families. The VA, of course, will be there. Different programs from the VA, the Voc Rehab, their suicide prevention program, as well as their medical VBA. We've got the Vet Center from Binghamton coming over to talk about the services that they offer. Of course, our agency, Tioga County Public Health, Mental Health, will be there discussing programs we're working with them on to help better our veterans, offer them services closer to home. We've got a lot of outside groups, different American Legions and VFWs are participating, going to talk about how they give back to the community to help the veterans and be able to see about opportunities that are available as a veteran to get involved in your community to give back.
So there's a lot of information to be exchanged. A lot of guys and gals think that it's over when they get done and they just got to go to the VSO and get a little bit of information. But this is bringing everybody into one room?
Yes, sir. Bringing everybody together in one place, and veterans and their families can come and see what's available out there, see what they might be interested in, get a lot of information.
Come down there and
get a few goodies.
Did I see somewhere, did I hear somewhere that there's going to be a special buffet price that day?
Yes, the buffet at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort is providing a buffet there that's available to veterans for $6.99. It's good from 11:30 to 9 p.m. that day. So come on down, get some information, get a great meal. Make sure you bring your ID that IDs you as a veteran, either your DD-214, your driver's license with the veteran's identification on it, ID card, VA health ID card, anything like that will work.
Let's see. I don't have any of those things miniaturized. I don't have my license marked as a veteran. I had to do that the next time I renew my license.
You can do that?
Must be.
Yes, you can. You just take your DD-214, go down to DMV, fill out an application, and they'll put a veteran's designation on your license.
That's amazing. Like that. Yeah. They put everything on the license now.
That way you don't have to carry that DD-214.
Yeah, I got a motorcycle thing on my license.
You should just get it tattooed to your back or something.
I don't wear my dog tags. They'll say, go sit in the corner, Fido.
Nice.
Where's your leash?
So, second annual, pretty big success, very useful event last year, and something that you guys obviously decided to keep going.
It went really well last year. It was the first time we put on something like that. We had about 20 agencies participate last year. We held it at the American Legion in Candor. And we had about 125 veterans come to the event. We're hoping that making it bigger, better, and broader this year will bring even more in. Location is fantastic. Like I said, Tioga Downs sponsoring it with us, providing us the location. They've been fantastic, and we can't thank them enough for their help in this project.
Yeah, they've been big supporters, Mr. Growl, especially of all things veterans, really.
Well, they have that concert every year, and he donates. Mm-hmm. Big to that. That's super. Yes, but you guys have been incredible. Mike and John, as our own, our local, if you will.
These guys are nuts. They're all over the place.
I know. You can't come around the corner, but one of them's doing something.
Are you guys part-time?
John is part-time. He works Monday through Thursday, 9 to 1. I work full-time Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, plus any other hours as needed. We do drop-in hours, four sites a month.
You both put in about 100 hours a week each.
Yeah, even though.
It's not about the time. It's about serving the veterans that have served for us, and it's truly a motto that we believe in, and we're doing our best to help in any way that we can. I mean, there's needs out there that don't fit in neat little boxes, and whatever we can do to meet those needs and help the veterans and their families out, that's what we are all about.
Any other big things coming up for you guys?
Well, we got a couple things going on in November. November is National Veterans Awareness Month. Of course, it's Veterans Day. It'll be the big Veterans Day festivities here in a week over at the VFW.
They're doing that indoors this year.
We're doing it indoors just in case the weather doesn't cooperate. Yeah. So we're working on a project in conjunction with that. This is the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War I. Many soldiers died in that battle. Many are still unaccounted for and missing in action. And we want to remember the centennial anniversary of World War I. We're reaching out and asking that churches or schools or anybody that has a bell in commemoration of the 100th anniversary on November 11th at 11 a.m., we're asking that they ring their bells 11 times in remembrance of the ending of World War I. It's called the Bells of Peace.
That sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that was the war to end all wars. You know that?
That's what I've
heard. How did that work out?
Yeah. You know, wishful thinking, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we got some other things going on in November. We're going to be the third week in November is National Veteran Suicide Prevention Week. We're going to be hosting a screening of the movie Project 22. It's about two veterans who attempted suicide and then collaborated on a project. They did a motorcycle ride from San Francisco to New York City in 22 days, 2,200 miles. And along the way, they visited with veterans and organizations and groups helping to work on the issues of veteran suicide in this country, which is an epidemic. And we're going to have a special free screening of that movie along with food. If you feed them, they will come. So we're hoping people will come out, get some good information, think about the issues, and hopefully raise some more awareness around it.
And you guys, like Dave mentioned, you know, you do off-hours visits. You show up at places and veterans organizations, or if you want to have the VSO, the Veteran Service Office representatives, come in and talk to your organization, your church group, your school group, whatever it is, you can just call down to the office and make an appointment. They'll put you on their schedule.
Absolutely. We're ready, willing, and able to go anywhere, anytime anybody wants us to come and talk about veterans issues and things facing our veterans today.
Well, you're doing a great job, and that's really super. So we got a big deal coming up. The Veterans Expo at the Tioga Downs and Casino, the main ballroom, or?
It's in the event center in the Grand Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
October 23rd?
Yes, sir.
It's a
Tuesday.
Tuesday from
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Bring some ID and you can get a $6.99 buffet treat too while you're there.
Yeah, that's a great deal. They
fill it up. I walk in and sit down and say, don't fill it up.
Fill me up.
Won't go away hungry, Lou.
That's right.
Certainly not. All right, Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having us as always. You guys have been a great supporter and we appreciate it. Anything we can do to get the word out,
we're here for you.
Can't thank you enough.
We appreciate all you're doing in the community. It's great stuff. And anything else we could do to help you, just let us know anytime.